Peter, you've been involved in developing a report called the GEM Canada Report. Could you tell me, first of all, what is GEM Canada and what's the organization behind it?
Sure. GEM is an acronym which stands for Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, and it's an international study of entrepreneurship that's the oldest and largest study of entrepreneurship in the world. It's been around for 15 years. And in 2013, it covered entrepreneurship in 70 different countries.
So what is it that the organization is trying to achieve with this report that's being produced?
Well, what we try and do is measure various aspects of entrepreneurship in different countries, which allows you to benchmark performance and attitudes and activities in different countries, which is a big help to policymakers in trying to understand what are the best policies to adopt to improve the level of entrepreneurship.
Well, how can you even measure that?
There are really two main parts to the methodology. One is an adult population survey. It's a standard methodology for every country, which is why you can benchmark it. So the adult population survey asks questions of adults across Canada, 2,000 adults, and ask them lots of questions about what are their aspirations, what are the activities, and attitudes towards entrepreneurship. Second part of the methodology is what is called the expert survey, and GEM has identified 9 categories of experts, which include things like venture capitalists and providers of specialized services like lawyers, etc. And we ask those experts a series of questions to really understand what's the context for entrepreneurship in Canada. And we sort of knit those two pieces, the adult population survey and the expert survey, into a final report that includes other sort of useful information like information from Statistics Canada and other sources.
Can you give me an idea of what some of the questions would be?
Well, the main question for the GEM work, one of the original question is around what is the actual level of entrepreneurship in Canada. And the way we get at that is there are really two parts to this. The first part is what is called nascent entrepreneurs. And these are individuals who are very actively planning to start a new company. And then the second part of that is a new company within the first 3.5 years of existence, and we try and track how many of those there are across the country.
What would be the main conclusions then, or the highlights of this GEM Canada report?
Well, the thing that struck me, Cheryl, about this most strongly was how good Canada looked. Our level, overall level of entrepreneurship, we tended to compare with the G7. So within the G7, we are virtually neck and neck with the US as the highest, and way ahead of other G7 countries. So the absolute level of entrepreneurship is very high. The other kind of conclusions are female entrepreneurship is the second highest in the G7. Canadians see more opportunities than in all the other G7 countries. We also have the highest level of informal investing, which is sort of what you would do to provide funding to a relative or a friend to start a business. And we have much better sense of well-being than most other countries. So really, the overall report makes Canada look very, very good on the entrepreneurship side.
Well, that's amazing, especially when you consider that, especially in the comparison between Canada and the United States, the population difference is incredible. So for us to be going neck and neck, I'm assuming that's on a per capita basis.
Yes, that's right.
What do you think is the driver behind the push to become entrepreneurs?
The survey asks questions, what is your motivation to start a business? And being your own boss usually comes out top of the list, the most important thing. Making a lot of money is on the list, but it's not that high up. The sense of independence you get from running your own business seems to be one of the big factors.
And do you think part of that, too, is some people see that they really have no other choice because of the uncertainties in the job market?
That's a great question. And GEM goes at this by dividing entrepreneurs into two categories. They call them entrepreneurs of necessity and entrepreneurs of choice. And in Canada, the vast majority of the entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs of choice. That is that they're not being forced into it because there's nothing else available to them, because they really want to do it. And it's quite interesting in comparison with the U.S. The U.S. has far more entrepreneurs of necessity who feel themselves forced into entrepreneurship because they don't have other choices.
You also mentioned that there's a very high level of entrepreneurship amongst women. What's driving that?
Well, what we get from this report is we get the result. We don't actually know what the reasons are behind it in all cases. But clearly, barriers to female entrepreneurship are low, and they're probably a little bit higher than for men. The level of female entrepreneurship in Canada is about two-thirds the level of men. So clearly, there's some way to go for gender equality, but it's compared to most other countries, Canada is doing exceptionally well on that measure.
Now, this has been going on for a number of years. Can you make a comparison to, say, 10 or 15 years ago, how things have changed?
Well, Canada was in the GEM project in the early years, and the last GEM Canada report was actually in 2003. And if you compare 2003 to now, the report is much more optimistic now than it was 10 years ago. So using that metric, things have definitely improved in Canada in the last 10 years.
So you made comparisons. This is a global study, and there's about 70 countries involved in it. You made comparisons with the United States and the G7. But what about the rest of the world? Where does Canada stack up?
Well, to answer that question, Cheryl, you have to go back to this question of entrepreneurs of necessity versus entrepreneurs of choice. Because when you look at developing countries, their levels of entrepreneurship are much higher. For example, in Nigeria, 40% of the whole population are engaged in entrepreneurship, but most of that is entrepreneurship of necessity because they're forced into it because there's no other choice available to them. Whereas in Canada, it's entrepreneurship of choice. We tend to look at the developed countries because in the developed countries, most entrepreneurship is entrepreneurship of choice. And in that category, Canada, as we said earlier, is amongst the best.
Now, this report is being released in Canada. Are the reports for the other countries being released at the same time?
Well, the GEM Global report, which is the sort of summation of all the 70 countries, was issued in January, and we are issuing the GEM Canada report tomorrow. Other countries are issuing their reports over the next several months. Interesting thing to mention for Canada is that we are not only doing Canada sort of as a country, we're also doing seven provinces in Canada. We're doing BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec, and Newfoundland as separate GEM studies. There will be separate GEM reports on each of those provinces available in the next couple of months.
Can you give us a peek at what is happening in those provincial reports?
We don't want to spill the beans, but I can tell you that of the basic level of entrepreneurship in each province, Alberta has the highest rate of entrepreneurship in all the provinces by quite a margin.
So how can this report be used? How is this going to help public policy when it comes down to deciding how to help out entrepreneurs or how to deal with careers and jobs for people?
I think that the conclusions of the reports are that entrepreneurship is very strong in Canada. So I think we're certainly not going to recommend any significant changes on the Canada front. I think where you get into the provincial reports, that's where the real benefit will come for provincial governments, trying to look at how their province stacks up and, you know, what might be some of the best practices from other areas that they could adopt and apply locally.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Thank you.